And now, it's time for Lions Line with Jack Iagner, Brett Morrison, Tutch Gerber, and Earl Cooch. Lions Line brought to you by Slidell Homes, homes built underwater by a vampire bat. And, of course, with the assistance of humans who work in the construction trade. And by Jack Burson Loans. He won't loan money to anyone other than the most exceptional people, people who really don't need it. Jack Burson Loans. And now, here's the voice of the Milwaukee Lions, Jack Iagner.
All right, thanks a lot there, Trudy, and welcome everybody here to Lions Line. This is going into week number 12. So I guess you could say this is the week number 12 Lions Line. How do we call this?
You could say what you want, really. Week 12, like the first Lions Line was after the first game.
So we didn't have a Lions Line for the first game?
As far as I know.
Well, Brett Morrison is here. Brett, what do you remember?
I don't remember having a Lions Line game of that Lions Line program.
Say it again?
I said I don't remember having Line on a line.
Oh, boy. We're going to have a real good one here today because I think I know what Brett's been doing. I think he's been slamming those Moscow mules.
No, it's not Moscow mule. Go to Mexico.
All right, well, whatever. You're slamming the tequila and the ginger beer, and it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Ooh. Ooh-hoo. Man, I'll tell you.
Wow, Jack, you don't have to start going, start squealing and everything.
I'm not squealing, Earl. I said 8 o'clock. That doesn't make you want to go, ooh? It doesn't?
Not really, no.
Don't say anything, Touch, okay?
Well, I mean, I was going to agree with you, but then again, I wasn't going to agree with you.
Yeah, well, that's why I said don't say anything. Anyway, folks, welcome to Lions Line. Coming up this weekend, we have, actually tomorrow, which is going to be Thanksgiving Day, we will have the Milwaukee Lions at Houston. That's right, at the Sweatbox. And we played Houston our first game of the season. We waxed them pretty good, 55-14. But this is Brett Morrison, a different ball club, Houston, with this guy, this new Regal Darby. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, Regal Darby is a big one. He's also a good, big, solid, strong, scrambling quarterback that the Houston Sweat decided they had to pull the trigger on and pick up there during the free agent signing round, week number 6.
And we're going to have as our special guest on the program today, along with all the highlights of the game last week against the Tampa Gator Bait, we're going to have with us Boo Radadiglia, who's the head coach of the Tampa Gator Bait. A great guy, a wonderful dude, and, you know, whatever. You know.
Well, I mean...
He's coming up here on Lions Line, so stick around. Also, as I mentioned, we do have highlights of the ball game just past. So stick around for Lions Line, folks.
Lions Line with Jack Iagner and Brett Morrison will return right after this. My name is Oscar Slidell. I build homes, and we're very proud sponsors of Lions Line. I believe very, very much in the world of the living, even though I'm a vampire. Bringing in here now Barry Beekman, who's the head of construction.
My name is Barry Beekman, but I'm the head of construction for this. Anyway, we are building homes underwater. They're fantastic. They're unbelievable. And we are having our open house. And Orpen house.
The word is open house, you...
All right. I'm sorry about that, sir. It's,
Call me. You can call me, sir. It doesn't matter. I'm not alive.
All right. I'm sorry about that, whatever you are.
Thank you.
And it's a rough one, but we will be having it. And
right over there, 6 o'clock.
I got it.
Yeah, you fuck.
Very, very good. Outstanding shooting.
See, one of my jobs is to kill the vampires, which one of them is his son. I think I just murdered his son for the 16th time.
Well, he is undead.
Slidell Homes, the open house coming up on Saturday in early December. I won't give you the dates. Wait, there's one right there. Right at your 6. Yeah!
Nice shooting there. Get your case of beer on that one.
Thank you.
Slidell Homes. All right, welcome back, folks, here. And this is Lions Line. Jack Iagner here. As we head into week number 12, we are just having had done, complete. As you know, the 11th week of the season, The Lions were hoping very, very much, as you might imagine, folks. The Lions were hoping very, very much for a win. They wanted to take this thing over the top. They wanted to take this thing to a whole new level and to say, hey, you know, guess what? We're now over 500. Well, it wasn't to be. Lions have not been over 500 since week three, Brett Morrison.
Yeah, the Lions went 2-1 in week three. They were 2-1, I should say, in week three, having just defeated, I believe, the San Antonio Range Riders at home. And, of course, it was not to be, as the Lions did then eventually lose, and they kept on losing until they have sort of been dancing with that 500 level.
Well, the Lions are now back to they're below 500. They're at 5-6, having lost to the Tampa Gator Bait. I really felt that this was a ball club that we had a chance of beating. I thought they were little teeny itsy bitsy, you know, sort of a fluke. I didn't...
Well, I mean, they've got the credentials.
They don't have the... Earl, don't start talking about shit. Excuse my language. But we have been, as I said, when Brett came in here slamming these Mexican mules, he said, hey, do you want one? I said, well, but, you know, I might as well.
And let the record show that I'm writing that down.
My mother's going to find out.
I don't give a shit, okay?
Hey, let's just relax, okay?
And I'm surprised at you, Brett.
Hey, let me relax.
Anyway, don't talk to him. Yes, I thought we had a good shot, but it didn't happen. So we are playing Houston. That's probably an automatic win.
You shouldn't say that. That insults Boo Rutaduglia.
Boo Rutaduglia. You know, I told myself that if you mispronounced his name after all the hell we've been through, I was going to throw you out of the thing.
Oh, give me a fucking break. Well, you're not going to take... Right? Yeah!
All right, so that's what happens, okay?
I didn't do anything.
All right. So starting off the scoring in the first quarter, it was Tampa. After the Lions had got stopped in an offensive series, Tampa comes back with a punt return for the touchdown. Fourth down, and here comes Wilderberg punting the ball for the Lions. So that series of downs ain't much good. Wilderberg punting from the 7-yard line. Good high spiraling kick coming down to the return man to the 40, the 50, 45, 40. Down the far sideline. He's across the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown for Kevin DeSchmo, the return man, making everybody on our special teams look like a pack of schmoes. I mean, the Lions late arriving along that sideline route as he was blowing past a whole bunch of white jerseys. DeSchmo just turned on the afterburners. Tampa's got their first score of the ball game.
Well, there you go. The Tampa Gator Bait, after they'd stopped us on offense, coming back. Kevin DeSchmo, the return man, who also proved to be very pivotal in the ball game as a receiver, bringing it down that far sideline, Brett.
Well, the blocking set up very nicely. You know, we don't give the special teams for the Tampa Gator Bait enough credit. But they certainly did set it up very nicely, very sweetly, and very petitely, as the Tampa Gator Bait scored.
What do you mean, very petitely? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's kind of...
I'll ask the questions, Earl.
I'm just saying it was sweet and petite.
Yeah, sweet and petite on a Saturday night.
Boy.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. All right, so the Lions were down by 7. So, you know, what else is new? So we're down by 7. We come into the game with high hopes. We come into the game with all kinds of fond memories and fond dreams, things that we want to do with our lives, things that we want to do with the money that we may make with the championship, et cetera, so on and so forth. But what do we read? You know, what do we come up against? We got our asses handed to us. We look like a chump change. Here are the Lions now. As they tried to fire back, but they couldn't do it. The Lions sacked Tampa quarterback Phil Gazuga, but that only proved to be, kept them from getting a TD, I'll give you that much.
Third down, ball at the 10-yard line now.
What quarter is this?
Side, two to the foot.
Wait, excuse me?
What quarter is it?
You were talking right over...
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
You were talking right over the thing. And where did you come from?
Came crawling up the back.
Came in through the back door, I crawled up to the back.
Crawled up to the back, huh? So by now I know where to throw you the next time.
Oh, come on, Jack.
No, I do. What's your question?
I'm just wondering, what quarter?
It's the first quarter still.
Third down, ball at the 10-yard line now. Two wide receiver to the near side, two to the far side. In motion comes another receiver here now to this near side. In a shotgun, or actually pistol, or the Tampa Gator Bait back to pass is Gazuga. He's getting chased. Down he goes for the sack.
At the 16-yard line, it was Biff Boneby coming in from that right-end position.
Biff Boneby unblocked, came right in there. Looked like a fumble to me.
Yeah, Jack, they're not going to review it.
Well, we saw the ball come out. They're calling it an incomplete pass, so the ball will be kicked from the 27-yard line. This is Buck Pissant to try to make it 10-0 Tampa, but I'll tell you, that was a great defensive stand there by the Lions. The ball is up. The kick is up. It's good. It's Tampa 10, the Lions nothing.
All right, so there was the Tampa Gator Bay scoring on the field goal after the Lions did at least pull the sack out of their slacks, you know, and was worth something. You sack them, you keep them from getting the touchdown. But there was the 10-0 lead there for the Tampa Gator Bay as the ball game progressed. We're going to be right back, folks, with more on the scoring, all the highlights from the game on last Sunday as the Lions went down to defeat 17-7. No, it wasn't. It was 17-10.
Yeah, it was 17-10.
All right, I flubbed it.
Yeah, you flubbed it, all right. 17-10. And we'll be back with more highlights, folks. And, of course, we have our big interview with Boo Radadiglia, head coach of the whatever the hell you call him.
Houston Sweat.
Houston Sweat here on Lions Line.
Lions Line, brought to you by Slidell Homes. I happen to be Oscar Slidell. My son is trying to take my earnings. He's trying to take my money. But why you really shouldn't have to care is that we're vampires. We're the undead. It matters not. With me is Brett Beakerman. I'm Brett Beakerman. I care about this man. He is the undead. He's a vampire, but he's been good to me. And I do care whether... Here comes that punk. You want me to go ahead and grease the piece of shit?
Ah, shit! I'll get your money, Father.
You'll never get my money.
Can I ask you something? How long is it going to take for me to... Did I kill him?
Here come my nephews. Here come my nephews.
Anyways, I was saying, how long is it going to take?
I don't know. These people keep coming back for more and more, more and more.
Fuck.
Slidell Homes. We're in the Yellow Pages under Dead. And now Lions Line continues with Jack Iagger and Brett Morrison on Wang Radio.
By the way, people have been asking me, they say, Karen Wheeler wheels about. And I've been messing with her. I've been saying, you know, wheelie, and she gets upset. People have been asking, is that real? Well, yes, it's real. But I think at the end of the day, I like to believe that my personality is, you know, I'm not saying I'm the most charming guy in the world, but I am able to cool it out, and I'm able to chill it out. Brett Morrison.
But what do you want me to say?
I'm pet. Shit.
He's handing it off to you.
I'm handing it off to you.
Oh, well, yeah, sure, Jack. That's,
Oh, what a fuck-up, man.
Brett, that's, Hey, wait a minute. Don't tell me.
No. For one time, you know, at least this time, Earl is right. You are really messing up. When I hand it off to you, you have to take it in a very professional manner.
Yeah, what if you're saying something that's kind of lame?
Oh, well, then you have to treat it like it's the hippest thing you ever heard. You didn't know that? Yeah, that's exactly how you treat it, because if you don't, then I will destroy you on air, verbally. And believe me, no one but no one does it better that I gagged her.
Jack, I gagged her.
That's right. That's right. You do,
Well, I mean, what is that supposed to mean?
Brett.
Look, Morrison, don't argue with the guy.
Hey. Earl, I take shit from this guy, but not from you. You're just some punk face.
I got more years of broadcast than you do, you jock. And I'm telling you, this man here knows what he's talking about.
Thank you very much, Earl. See, so, do you get it? Are you going to go my way? Are you going to come with me on these things I need to do? Or are you going to act like some sort of a Jesus H, man? What a dick.
No, I'm just telling you, if you say a lame thing...
All right, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull out all the stops, and if you say any lame shit, I'm going to make fun of you.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah, so just respect me, love me, and honor me.
Yes, sir.
All right, so here is... So it's 10-0 as the Tampa Gator bait. Went ahead in the ball game with a field goal, along with that touchdown they got on the kickoff return. But the Lions were going to respond to J.J. Shakey, big long pass, and then came, I believe, is this a touchdown pass? This is the TD pass to J.J. Shakey.
Second down and 11. Two wide receivers on either side. They have an offset eye formation to the near side. In motion goes Godhopper. They got Wayne light touch. Corey Greville there in the backfield. Back to pass. It is Aaron Floney at the 50. Throws the ball down the far sideline. The ball is caught. Complete at the 10-yard line. Beautiful play there. That is number 81, J.J. Shakey.
Yeah, I'll tell you, J.J. Shakey got over top of everybody there. Jerron Wookie was on the coverage there, Jack. He could not keep up with J.J. Shakey. And coming over to help out was Galagui, but perfect pass thrown by Aaron Flunian.
First down, a ball at the 9-yard line. The Lions with offset eye. Here's the run by Wayne Lightouch to the 5, to the 3. Touchdown! Wayne Lightouch barreling over top of people, baby. That's what I like to see.
All right, well, obviously I got the wrong information on that.
Well, you were there. You should have remembered.
You're the spotter, you little turd. If that was, you said it was a touchdown to Shakey?
Well, it was a big play.
It was not the touchdown, though. It was the run by Light Touch. Now you die.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
How come he came circling back?
Because I did a little curveball on him. You know, I kind of boomeranged his ass. So, the Lions pulled it within 3 on that particular touchdown, particular touchdown run there by our good, close, personal friend, Wayne Lightouch. It was a beautiful thing, but there was more to be had in this ball game as the Tampa Gator bait. We're not going to be denied. This is a football team, as we counted, you know, as we mentioned countless times in this ball game, a football team that had opened the season with 6 straight losses, and now was hoping for its 4th straight win.
Second down and goal, a ball at the 4-yard line. They got a power eye formation. Back to pass to Gazuga from the 10. He throws the ball to the far corner of the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Tampa. That's Butch Peterby, number 86, making a touchdown grab there for the Tampa Gator bait. And they will take another, put another touchdown up on the board and extend this lead here over the Milwaukee Lions, as the Lions have failed to show any real defensive resilience here in the face of this Tampa offensive threat.
Don, I do admire sometimes my eloquence, but that particularly was very well said. The Lions did not show any resiliency in this football game, Brett Morrison, as they went down by 10.
Yeah, the Lions we certainly know the Lions is a football team that can score. They can put points on the board, but they also have to keep the game close, relatively close. They can't keep coming from behind to win these football games. We mentioned the Lions were down by 11 against the D.C. Federal Brigade. This particular game, they're going into half now, down by 10.
Yeah, all right, so that was right before the half, down by 10. As the Milwaukee Lions were hopeful that they might make a move there in the final, in the second half. We'll be back to find out what actually transpired in that second half of football. We also have Boo Radiglia, head coach of the Houston Sweat, the ball club. We're going to be playing on Thanksgiving Day. Very excited about this as we travel down to Texas, Earl.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Wow, jeez.
Well, not exactly the...
Whoa. Hold it. Kill the music. Kill the music.
No, this is different.
Kill it. When I tell you to kill music, you kill it.
Sorry.
What's the problem here?
Well, I'm going to Texas for Thanksgiving. What's that about?
Here's what it's about. We have a game scheduled to play in Texas. We're going to go down and play. If you don't want to play, you don't want to be there, you don't have to.
I'm not playing.
I know that, but if you don't want to be there, you don't have to be.
Oh, thank you.
And you'll be fired.
What a f...
What's the language?
Well, that's a jip.
No, it's not a jip.
I'm supposed to be with my niece. Everybody, we're having a big... they're putting the feed on. They're putting the feed on.
Well, isn't that nice? They're putting on the feed. You ain't gonna be there because you're working. Working.
God damn, Jack.
Working. You're going to work and work yet again. You're going to work until you drop. You'll work until you sweat and die if I have to make you die. But your ass will work. Fuck.
Lions Lion. We'll be right back.
Who the fuck played this?
What's the liner?
Jack, I gagged.
Ted Bell, not to be outdone, not to be outsmarted, Ted Bell has purchased airtime and will be advertising in the Milwaukee Lion football games. Why is that? Because I know where my... Oh, fuck. I know where my audience is.
You put our meat in your mouth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, California.
Jim Burson, Jim Burson Loans. Why do I lend money to only people that qualify, only people that are the very highest caliber of people? Because I want to make sure I get my money back. It's just as simple as that. I will only lend money to people that are almost perfect, if not completely perfect. You need to have the very best credit. You need to have the very best looks. You need to dress in the right clothing. You need to go to the right clubs. You need to... I don't know how to describe it. You got to do the right stuff, man. Jim Burson Loans. Only perfect people. God damn it, you better be perfect.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
And this commercial break has been purchased by and brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. All those commercials you heard, they were made possible by me, Ted Bell, okay? That's why I'm buying the time of this here broadcast.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Welcome back here, folks, to Lions Line. This is Jack Gagner. And here we were in the fourth quarter, 17-7, as the Lions, try as they may, with time running out, were at least able to get some points up on the board. And they will try the field goal. 55-yard field goal attempt for Itchy Winston here. He hit a 54-yarder earlier. He missed the 54-yarder later in the game of the second quarter. Here's the kick. It is up. It's down the pipe. It is good. It bounces over the crossbar.
Hey.
Wow, that's a hell of a kick. Itchy Winston put every bit of leg he had into this one. A 55-yarder, and I think that's his best, his career best, as the Lions pull it within a touchdown with a minute two to go.
Well, that was as good as it got, as the Lions, with a minute two to go, were only able to put it within a touchdown, and that was as good as it gets.
Yeah, that was as good as it gets. Pretty much.
Right. So the Lions sucked and sucked hard.
Well, Jack.
No, if you guys were to mess with me and start going, yeah, it's good as it gets, then the Lions sucked and sucked as hard as one can suck in that football game on Sunday and lost yet another. The Lions are now 5-6, and the Lions are going into Houston tomorrow. We'll be getting on our, we're a little bit late. Are we flying out today?
Jack, you got a plane to catch an hour.
All right, we'll be flying out today, and we'll be going into Houston. The game will be at the Sweatbox, again, at the Sweatbox. In Houston, a new design stadium for the Houston Sweat. My understanding is it has no air conditioning. It is very uncomfortable. You sweat and you stink. And that's the way the ownership of the team likes it. And apparently that's the way the fans like it, because they want to represent properly the Houston Sweat. All right, well, I'm very excited to have on the phone right now, speaking of the Houston Sweat, Boo Radadiglia. Boo is a head coach of the Houston Sweat, an expansion football team. You know, the thing that I want to ask you, Boo, you do have one win, and I'm not knocking what's happening with the team. The team comes into this ballgame, folks, at 1-10. Let me ask you something. As the head coach of an expansion team, what can you reasonably expect?
Well, I think what we can reasonably expect is that the team, you know, wins consistently. I think I would say, if you're asking me for a number of games won, I don't think 500 is out of the question. Obviously, that's not going to happen to us this year. We've had a number of issues having to do with the quarterback. We replaced our quarterback around the sixth week of the season, went from Jeremy Snugley to this guy, Regal Darby. And also we have, of course, Orrin Himmelfarb is our new running back. And we've done a number of different things to try to improve the football team as best we can. But I would say 500, but that's not how it's going to happen.
All right, so let me ask you, Boo. So the team not reaching 500, do you consider the season to be a failure?
No, I don't think it's a failure, but I wanted to try to win 8 football games this year. I don't know if it's going to happen. You know, we're so much, I think in terms of talent, we're so much way down. Than the rest of the league.
What do you mean by way, way down? Like the talent's, you know?
Yeah, the talent's just not there. That I don't think, I'm not sure we're going to win another game. And I'll make a prediction for you. I don't think San Diego's going to win a game this year.
You don't think the Zookeepers will win?
No, I don't. I don't think they'll win one game this year, because, like I said, the talent is so far and away better than what we've had access to. You know, that there's no chance.
Well, what do you think the league would should do different when it comes to expansion team?
Well, I mean, the league needs to understand they got to put better players in the pool. I mean, there was no expansion draft. Usually leagues have an expansion draft. We were left to our own devices to sign in football players. Then we got thrown into the free market, into the free market signing period there, and that's fine. We got money to sign players, but you're signing players that are so much better than everybody else. It's almost like trying to bring the two ends of the talent, these two extremes in talent, trying to bring them together. So, I mean, it was it's been very bizarre. We're coming into this game here against y'all on tomorrow on Thanksgiving. You asked me, what do I think? I think we'll lose the game.
Yeah, but I mean, God, you got to say,
yeah. Don't you have to play it like you expect to win it?
I'm not going to lie to my players and say, oh, yeah, you guys are going to win. I told them, I said, I think you need to expect to go out there and be beaten badly. I said, please hold your head up high when you get your when you're beaten and beaten really badly. Please hold your head up high. Please hold your head up high. And I had players ask me, so what are you talking about? I said, what's it sound like I'm talking about? You're going to get your asses kicked hard, so hard your head will be sticking up out of your, I don't know, out of your bun, out of the two buns. So,
all right, so we're getting childish, is that it?
No, you guys asked me a question, did you?
Well, I mean, are you telling your players?
I'm telling my players to go out, be proud, be loud, be good, be sweet, be petite, but don't expect you're going to win this shit because y'all, I guess you guys don't get it, do you? I mean.
No, we get it. It's just I've never heard of a coach saying to his team, expect to lose.
Well, I'm not going to lie to these boys. They mean everything to me. I've been with them since training camp. I've been with these kids for ever so long a period, and I'm not going to lie to any of them. I'm not going to sit there and say, we got a chance. No, we don't have a chance, and that's how I feel about it.
All right, so you're expecting to lose the football game on Sunday. I mean, tomorrow.
Yeah, the game's tomorrow. And the answer to that is yes, I am.
Well, I mean, how do your players respond to that?
Are we asking the same questions? And
I'll tell you what, Boo. When we first played you guys back in September in Milwaukee, and I couldn't get your name pronounced right, and I kept saying, you know, what's your name? What's your name? And all this, and nobody would tell me, and I thought it was their fault. Now I know that you're an asshole. Is that it?
Yeah, I'm an asshole. I know the guy was kept asking, what's your name? I said Boo Radadiglia, and then I said it's Boo Radudlia, and then I said it's Boo 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 Boo. I kept just messing him up. Who is that? Was that touch clown?
Yeah, that was me. You're talking to me.
Oh, yeah. I kept messing with his mind. His mind was easy to mess with. You know, so I said, my name is Boo Baboodlia and Boodaloo, all that shit. That's the only thing I got left, man. It's the only thing I've got left.
All right. Boo Radadiglia has been our very special guest here on Lion's Line here with Jack Gangner, me, and, of course, my very special close personal friend. Whatever it is, whatever this asshole's name is,
my name is.
We're going to be right back here on Lion's Line.
This is Lion's Line with Jack Hagegder and Brett Morrison. Special guest, Boo Radadiglia.
No, you messed it up again, man.
Hi, I'm the announcer for Lion's Line. My name is Rudy Goon. Not Rudy Canoza, not Rudy Valley, Rudy Goon. That's my name. I'm the announcer. You hear my voice. It's mellifluous. It's rich. It's dulcet. I'm getting tired of taking shit from the kid. I don't mind it from Jack. I don't mind it from this mental midget here, this Brett. I don't mind it from what's-his-name Earl. But the kid has got to stop, or I will kill.
Why don't you just get the holy...
Let go of him. No, I won't. Come on, let go of him, man. It's a... And that's 10 years. 10 years killing this kid. Fuck it.
Go ahead. Just play some music. Do something. Play some music. Play it.
And now back to... And now back to Line. And now back to Line's Line.
Folks, welcome back here to Lion's Line. So we're playing a Houston Swent coming up on Thanksgiving Day, which is tomorrow. Always a very special day. And let me ask you, Brett Morrison, what do you think of this ball club? You just heard their coach say they got no chance.
Well, I have to agree with the coach. They don't have a chance. But I'm going to tell you something. The way the Lions play football and the way the Lions play defense, every team has a chance.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
It really is. It's sad. But we do not have a strong secondary, and I say that with the greatest respect to Laszlo and all the guys that work very hard, Gruntworth and Putney and all the guys back there, Terry Schwab. But our secondary... secondary is porous, and we're not going to get anywhere until we start getting some speed and some talent back there in the secondary. And even a team like the Houston Sweat can scare you and put the fear of Jesus right into you, and I mean right straight up the you-know-what, and...
And don't feel too good.
And it don't feel too... That's exactly right. And it don't feel too good.
All right, folks. This has been Lions Line, and we thank you. Join us tomorrow for the ball game as the Lions take on the Houston Sweat from the Sweat Box in Houston. We thank Boo Radadiglia for what it was worth having him on the show. We thank Touch Gerber for what it was worth having his little stupid ass on the show. Earl, thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, Brett.
Yeah.
And I'm Jack I. Gagner, and you should thank me continuously. Every day of your life, thank God I exist.
Lions Line with Jack I. Gagner, Brett Morrison, Earl Cooch, and Touch Gerber has been brought to you by Slidell Homes. Slidell Homes is the place to go for beautiful underwater homes built by a vampire.
Yeah, 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 we get it with the vampire bit, okay? Oh, oh, oh. Boy, you are really disrespectful. Hey, what are you doing with that?
Fuck! Ouch!
Slidell Homes.
And by Jack Beasy, or Jack Boozin, Jack Bob Bobcat. Jack, that's it. Jack Bobcat Loans. Jack Bobcat Loans.
Were you going to do? I was going to do the announcing for you.
Well, you're the owner of Slidell Homes.
No, but I don't have anything to do.
Jack Bobcat Loans. I'm Oscar Slidell doing the announcing right now for Jack Bobcat.
Talk to me like I'm an asshole.
This has been Lions Line. Stay tuned for exciting news and information here on WANG Milwaukee. And tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, the Lions and the Houston Sweat.
WANG Wang, the Wang of Milwaukee.
W-A-N-G Wang.